Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to greatlakesdragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, the phone number, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. We do it every day. We're in the 5 o'clock hour. We reset the big topics on today's Big Show. Give you the final say on them at 414-799-1250 because we love talking to the people that listen to us at 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, 105.7FMTheFan.com, and the Radio.com app. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Leroy Butler back in our studios in Milwaukee. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Myself, Bill Schmidt, out in Phoenix, Arizona, wrapping up our final day at American Family Fields of Phoenix Brewers right now. Starting up the eighth inning with Sparky's boy, Josh Tomlin, on the mound. Up 6-1. Against the Manny Machado-less San Diego Padres.
No. And Adam McKelvey, doesn't sound like he's Adam McKelvey's boy either. So.
No. It does, frankly, Sparky, I hope Josh Tomlin's parents aren't listening, but it doesn't sound like he's anybody's boy.
He doesn't sound like he's making the team.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, is that a better way to put it?
Whoa, yeah, but you go work out with all these tech guys, and they'll fix you. Doesn't look like it.
Go work it out.
He said, whoa, guys. Gary, right lane. Today's big show. Do you want to see Jordy Nelson back with the Green Bay Packers? Cut yesterday by the Oakland Raiders, given $3 million to go away?
You know, there's some good chemistry there with him and Aaron Rodgers.
Great chemistry. Great memories.
And you just got to know going in that one of those young guys are going to suffer for that. But, I think it helps him. I think it makes him a better football team, no doubt about it. Now, I don't know if he can have the effect that James Jones had on his team when he came back, that when Anthony Lafferty came back, because guys are not injured. So they've got a lot of capable guys, but you got to know Jamon Moore, you got to know one of those guys are going to suffer because of it. Most certainly I take advantage.
And James Jones comes back in that season. You're talking about that 2015 season when Jordy Nelson goes down in the preseason with the torn ACL and comes up with 7 touchdowns. Last year in Oakland, just 3 touchdowns on right around 60-some receptions for Jordy Nelson. Sparky, you want to see 87 back with Aaron Rodgers?
Not really. But, if it's a one-year deal at like $3 million or something and it doesn't cost a lot, sure, I'll listen to that. But I like kind of what Leroy said earlier, what I thought Leroy said earlier, but then he kind of changed his mind a little bit, which is, look, if you are there in the first and second and third rounds, and you don't get a receiver that you like, and then you want to go get Jordy, that makes more sense to me than signing Jordy now before you even get to see who might be there for you at, say, 30 or the second round or third round pick.
So you're using it as more of a background.
Insurance policy. Yep. If you don't get who you want the first 3 rounds of the draft or 2 rounds of the draft, then you call Jordy and go, okay, look, we didn't get who we were looking for. Come in 1 year, we'll retire. You'll be all done after this year. We'll put you in the Packer Hall of Fame the next year and call it a day.
Now,
but Jordy Nelson should be a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
No. What are we doing?
Just ask Leroy.
What are we doing? He's got a better chance. Better chance of being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame than Matthews does.
No, he don't.
No, he don't.
Man, Andre Reed, it took him forever to get in. Mm-hmm. Took Chris Carter 3 years to get in. Those guys got thousands of catches.
We'll talk about this on Monday.
Jordy Nelson's got a Super Bowl ring.
Y'all need to stop this stuff, man. Don't try to put that in the same. You took
Jordy Nelson
bait.
A Hall of Famer
you
before just Clay Matthews says Leroy.
You took his bait. Gary, put it out there. You should just let it.
Did taste good.
Let's get it. Let That baby towel go to the next
level. It was no leap loaf, but it tasted good.
Hey,
how was the leap loaf, by the way?
I didn't want no leap loaf at Pick and Save, man. Well, we got Leroy actually ended up being at Pick and Save when we got to Pick and Save ourselves. I said, good, now where's the leap loaf? Leroy goes, oh, man, that's in June, man. That's,
I told you guys.
June.
It's coming June.
Leroy, Leroy.
Oh, cuz.
Hey, Leroy, where are you going to be this weekend?
Thank you, baby towels. Finally. By the way, you can go to Pick and Save/Leroy Butler and get the leap loaf yourself and make it, cuz. You ain't got to wait to June.
Yeah, the recipe's up. He showed me on his phone. Yeah,
just go get it. It's out there. So my thing is this. You have to understand, if you want to do something, you don't need to ask people. Do it yourself. But come see your boy tomorrow. I'll be up in the Falls, Menominee Falls, at the Metro
the
Market.
Falls.
Now, the people that live up there, they understand these addresses, but I don't. But
the people that live in the Falls know, all about them. Right.
But
yep.
Just look for the Metro Market in Menominee Falls, right off of Conneline Road. You can't miss it. And I'll be there from 11 to 1. And then on Sunday, you know, that's one of the, you know, I gotta have my green. I have my green Jordans for Saturday because it's St. Patrick's Day, so I'll have my green and black.
Yeah,
and white
celebrating
Jordans.
The Irish, Leroy.
Yeah,
celebrate,
but I don't drink though.
Irish heritage.
I don't drink, but I'll still be there from 11 to 1. Come when you
drink.
Get out of. Well, I think everybody's gonna get a little toasted that night. I
have
I
some Mountain Dew, isn't that
I'm
green or is that
it.
Yellow? That's yellow, I guess.
It's close enough.
Green but bottle.
I'll be there. I'll be in West Bend. On Sunday from 11 to 1, 1629 South Main Street.
Oh, that's,
come see me from 11 to 1.
Real nice people in West Bend.
Really good credit.
Real nice people.
That's Brookfield food. Hey, West Bend.
Leroy Butler going to be out at the Metro
Market. I can't believe Steve took that bait on Jordy Nelson to be the Hall of Famer. You should have.
Hey, I don't know. I'm right there with Steve, though. I think Jordy Nelson got a better chance than Clay Matthews does.
Hey, that's a poll.
Gary, what do you think?
That's a poll.
I got to look at the numbers.
Uh-oh, now you got to
good.
Look at
him. Look at him on the plane tomorrow.
When I said well, that,
just,
he freaked out.
I won't be doing this
whatever.
Blind stuff, Leroy. Just jump out there. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's scared. You
got, if he plays four
he's
more years and if he gets five more stats,
if he were to have gotten those sacks this year,
they took four back from him.
They took those sacks away from him with the Viking games, and
he
would have
given
it to him.
Jordy Nelson is 78th in all-time receiving.
Y'all should stop this, man.
78th.
This is not going to be a Hall of Fame.
78? Good number.
Paul Warfield is 79th. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's passed
him. If he can move up like maybe 15, 20 more spots and, you know, and play for like four more years.
It ain't happening.
And catch for like, you know, catch just maybe just 30 balls per season. He can do that.
Yeah, maybe like two, three touchdowns a year.
Yeah. He's right there.
Gary, there's guys after him that are in the Hall of Fame. Paul Warfield. In the Hall of Fame, Tommy McDonald's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, those are old guys. They were throwing.
Ozzie Newsome, Don Hudson, Bobby Mitchell, Jackie Smith.
Old guys.
Man, he would come if he came back and won a Super Bowl in Green Bay on a second tour. He'd be in for sure.
He's less than 200 yards behind John Stallworth for 74th.
Yeah, John Stallworth.
I mean, look,
yeah.
If we say, 700 yards, 800 yards, he signs with the Packers. Would that be realistic?
So we say, see,
700-800 yards if he signs with the Packers this year?
If he gets
700-800 yards, he moves up to 55th.
Yeah.
Just like
Hall
that.
Famer.
It's
Hall
hard
famer.
For wide receivers, cuz. It's hard.
Hall of Famer.
I believe Jordy Nelson can move up quicker than Clay Matthews can on his list.
I think Clay Matthews is the man, most outside linebacker. Look up those numbers. He's ready to know with those guys.
Well, that is the center lane, is Clay Matthews on his way to the
Not
Hall
Jordy
of Fame.
Nelson.
Leroy Butler Packers believes he is. Yeah. Nobody else on this show believes that he is. But it appears that there's more people on the show that believe that Jordy Nelson could be a Hall of Famer than Clay Matthews.
Man, y'all don't know.
Come on. God. Oh, my goodness.
Woo, I heard that one. That was good.
I heard that one.
Tony Gwynn Jr. right next to us, he waved his hands. He said, I didn't want any parts of that one. No chance.
Man, I'm glad I'm
not
in
touching
Wisconsin.
It.
Steve, you hit my window. Hit right on my window, Steve.
I heard it. You heard it on the radio. You heard the pop.
God is good. That's what y'all get going against Leroy Butler.
Who hit
Keep
it?
Keep on doing it.
Who is that?
This is that's number 95.
It's number 95.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, number 95.
Oh, that's what they get, Steve, for setting me up.
He's got a nice stance, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, loaded back on that back foot. Now he's pushing
it
off the right field side. Yeah, see?
Stay in line.
Hitting the ball where it's pushed. Hummel. Hummel. Yeah, that's who it is. Number 95, Hummel. Yeah,
oh,
that
my
guy.
Goodness.
So,
crazy, man.
In the left lane, we didn't really get to this on the show today because we got joined by Adam McAlvey. And when Adam McAlvey just stops by, you kind of just throw a headset at him. Right, you throw a headset at him and you keep it moving. So, Leroy, I know you wanted to discuss this a little bit earlier today, and it came from some tweets from Hub Arkish and some other people covering the Chicago Bears about the signing that the Bears did yesterday of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, former Packers safety, obviously, and then went to Washington in a trade at the deadline for a fourth-round pick. He goes to the Bears on a one-year deal, and the Packers go and sign Adrian Amos, who's been playing for the Chicago Bears for the last couple of years, to a four-year, $37 million contract. And the comments by the people that are covering the Bears and a lot of Bears fans is that they believe they won this. They believe that they got a player that, frankly, is as good or possibly could be better than Adrian Amos, and that they're in a better spot with the signing that their Chicago Bears made.
They need to stop.
Adrian Amos or Ha-Ha Clinton Dix to Leroy Butler, a futurely named Pro Football Hall of Fame safety.
Well, you would think the ascending player is Amos. I mean, I ain't even close playing on one of the top defenses. I mean, you know, I just don't understand. Now, if you're talking interceptions and stuff like that, and actually Ha-Ha made a Pro Bowl as well, you know, that'll keep his name always in the conversation. But that was the reason why Washington didn't bring him back, because then we had the young man on that, you know, covered, you know, Washington, and he didn't say some glaring great things about Ha-Ha, but now you get a chance to go down there with a great defense, maybe elevate his game. Yeah. But for what the Packers were looking for, they got the guy they wanted, a young guy that can play close to the line of scrimmage, that's a very good tackler, that's going to be where he's supposed to be and do what he's supposed to do. So you would think they got the better of that. But if they think they got a great player, you know, and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, hey, more power to him. But you know where Aaron Rodgers is going to be throwing the football, so we will see.
And also, you know, if you really get some good meat, you get that at Robert's Specialty Meats.
Yeah, absolutely right. Robert's Specialty Meats is the only place to go, the best place to go when you're talking about going and finding that meat. Maybe it's to put on your grill. Maybe it's to throw on your stovetop. Maybe it's to throw in the oven. Like the ribs on a stick. If you haven't had ribs on a stick yet, I'm not quite sure what you're waiting for.
Tender's a mother's love.
But I promise you, when you do get the ribs on a stick, you're going to be like, wow, where has this been all my life? The big weekend is here with conference tournaments winding down, St. Patrick's Day, and the bracket selection on Sunday. Make sure the food you are serving up on your family's dinner table is only quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Corned beef for St. Patrick's weekend is not meant to be that fatty kind in a bag from your local grocer. At Robert's, you'll enjoy lean, fork-tender corned beef brisket, guaranteed to make your Irish eyes smile. We love our brats in Wisconsin, and our favorite butcher has over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats from mild to hot, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, bursting with zesty flavor. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. When you visit, make sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treat. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, you have to shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
We reset the big topics, so now you have the final say on them. 414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane on the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Gary Ellerson out here as well in Phoenix, Arizona. American Family Fields of Phoenix.
Ready.
6-1. The Brewers with a lead right now. Josh Tomlin on the bump, pitching against some guy named Zunica for the San Diego Padres. Brewers up 6-1. Manny Machado did not make the trip today. And I'm really disappointed
about
it.
Where do you think Machado's at? What do you
think? I don't know. Maybe he could have been like hiking Camelback or something, or maybe playing around over at Grand Canyon U, the championship golf course that we always see coming in. There's a lot of sand on that golf course. I don't know if I'd be able to play.
A lot of sand.
I'm I don't like with all the sand. Mm-hmm. The trees are one thing. I can kind of try to move trees, those around, but like sand trees. Traps are
I'm
something
good with
I don't
sand
like.
Traps. I don't like trees because you can never find your ball. The ball hit the tree. You don't know where it goes.
Hey, so now we got a call in from where you guys are at, from the baseball park at the game. So I guess we should probably take it, huh?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right, Chris, you're up next on the Wendy's Big Show, live from the same stadium that Baby Tausch and Gary Ellerson are in. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, guys? It's awesome to be here. Like, oh, my gosh, it's so warm and beautiful outside. I can't believe I'm even here right now. This is awesome.
Where are you sitting at, Chris?
I'm in left field right now.
Oh, you got a track phone with you, huh?
As can be.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So you're out in the grass, huh?
Oh, yeah. I wish I was out in the grass, but no, not quite. You know.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway. Okay.
Yeah, anyways, what do you got to say, Chris?
So, I think you guys were talking about bringing back Jordy Nelson as a slot receiver early on the show, correct?
Yep, and we're talking about it now, too.
Right,
yep.
Now, too. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane.
Yeah, I think it'd be worth it if, you know, I think Jordy would maybe take a pay cut. You know, I don't know that.
Oh, yeah, your phone's horrible, dude. Oh, sorry, Chris. Sorry, dude. Enjoy the game if you can hear us.
Enjoy the game, Chris.
Yeah, that phone's horrible.
Enjoy it, man. Dang. Yeah. Okay. Well,
are you guys having cell problems out there?
Yeah, right now.
Really?
That's another one coming near us. Yeah. These baseballs are trying to find us here in the last couple of
hours. She was pregnant, cuz.
Whoa.
She was in the stomach.
So now, like, did you sign like a – no, I've never been pregnant. Do you sign like a waiver when you go into like places like this? Like,
yes,
this,
I
have the risk here. Like, I know.
Oh wow! Another one comes right at her. Same
again, right at her. Right, goodness gracious! Balls are flying out of here.
She,
in American Family. Where
is she located though?
She's right underneath us, just off to the left
of us.
So you know what you're getting yourself into. I mean, you're out there.
Well,
maybe.
But the net. She's behind the net. But
well,
for
she
some
good.
Strange then. Reason it's coming up over the net. This has been weird today.
Pop flies.
Whoa, hey.
With a rocket ball.
Whoa, Jesus.
Okay. Hey, Gary, Zion played. I don't see no problem with that. People say he shouldn't have played. He played. He looked
shouldn't
good.
Have played.
Zion, who
played
Zion?
Amazingly.
I don't
Williamson.
This messy.
Last
who
night.
Zion?
See That's what your boy did last night?
Not popular enough yet, Leroy.
29 points.
Zion.
13 hey, of 13.
Before we jump over there real quick, did we get. Dang, what are they doing, guys?
Shiny object.
Dude, he is so distracted.
Yeah.
Did we get
scared,
Amos
so.
With Leroy? Ha ha.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
missed
yeah.
it.
What did he say?
He said Amos.
He did. Okay.
He likes Amos.
Where was he at? Take a call, Steve.
We got a lot of calls coming in here.
Yeah, nice. Okay, let's get some calls, man. Confused, yeah, let's get some calls.
All right, let's go to everybody's favorite. Roger in Cudahy. You're up next on Great Lakes Dragway.
Roger.
Right there.
Listen. With Jordy, is it even a question of the money? I mean, shouldn't it be more a question of a roster spot? I mean, what does $4 million worth of production actually look? If we can actually use them, doesn't that say our receiving core has a little shortcoming? I look at it more like Sparky. Wait until the draft, but I don't know. I think it's more of a roster spot question than whether we can get them cheap enough, don't you think?
Well, Roger, thanks for the phone call. Roster spots now are not that big of a deal. You can carry a whole bunch of guys now. It's just, you know, when you get to training camp numbers, even in training camp, you're fine with that. I mean, now the second, you know, right before the first cut, now that limits it down, but those guys can still get plenty of growth, your young guys, in the offseason, the OTAs. I mean, now's the time to do it. Otherwise, you expose him to maybe going to only defensive. He can go to another team that he won't, but right now he can pick where he wants to go unless some team just offer him just some crazy money, a one-year, $7 million deal, then he's gone. But if you can get him for $3, $4, $5 million, I think Amendola got $4.5 million, so he can at least get that to come back to mentor your guys and still catch some passes, and it'll be a good headline for the weekend.
All right, let's go to Adam in West Allis. You're next
on the
Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Go Wisconsin, go Marquette. Real quick on Jordy, if you look at his stats, I believe he had 63 or 69 receptions for almost 800 yards, three touchdowns with a subpar quarterback.
Right.
I think he can bring back a lot of morale for the team, the organization, the experience, and also making Aaron Rodgers probably the happiest man on the planet.
Thank you.
Which we would need that. And I'll leave you guys with saying this. Leroy, you got to get back to me. We got to get you striking, buddy.
Yeah, I got you. I got you, my brother.
Got to get him what?
But yeah, I'm all in on Jordy.
Bowling.
All right, take care, Adam.
He's going to help me bowl better because I'm terrible.
Leroy don't know how to bowl, man.
That's why he's going to help me.
Yeah, that's the point of a lesson. Right. Okay,
but do they call it striking?
Well, yeah, I guess. Call it? Striking works.
I never get them, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. Sure, striking. Yeah. Let's go to Ronnie in Jackson. You're next up on the Wendy's Big Show.
Ronnie.
What's going on there, players, hustlers, big dog?
What's going on?
I wanted to talk about Jordy Nelson.
Go ahead. Talk about
personally, him. I think that, I think that Green Bay should just stay away from him. Rodgers has got to learn to work with what he's got right now. These guys, they need time to develop with Rodgers. Bring back Jordy Nelson. In a way, you kind of take away the development time from Valdez Scantling and Equanimee and St. Brown. And, Devontae Adams taking on that role to be the leader of the receiving core. They paid him the big money to help these guys figure it out. And so, I think, we did our part with parting ways with Jordy Nelson in a positive way. There was nothing bad about, him leaving. But, it's just time. And these guys, these guys need to step it up. Jordy is at the back end of his career. These guys are, haven't even hit their prime yet. So I'm okay with keeping Jordy away from now.
Thank you. How old is Jordy Nelson, Steve? Because
I'll have to look.
I'm trying to figure out if he's on his backside of his, other side of his career.
He's on the backside of his career at 33.
He's 33. So, 34, May 31st.
So is Aaron on the backside of his career, too?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
But I still think he'd get an MVP, though, this year.
Yeah, we'll hold on, baby Tosh.
Right around 14.
Rodgers, 14?
Yeah.
What about Jordy?
Jordy might be walking up to 18.
Is he walking up to 17?
I think he just grabbed the ball out of the hole at 17.
No.
Oh, he's walking to the next tee.
No. Just grabbed the ball out of 17.
As long as he's not 10 cup, just hitting him in the
stretched
water,
up,
you're good.
And then he got that he got that little creak in his back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, put a back muscle. He stuck his hand down there.
And he's taking a slow walk to the golf cart to 18.
It would not stunt any of the young guys' growth if he'd come in now. Because OTA, they're going to be throwing a lot of passes out there. They got to get ready for Tim Boyle going to be the backup quarterback. So they got to get more reps with him. I mean, there's a lot going on out there. So, bring him on in here. Yep. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
A lot going on out here, too, at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Some autographs going on down that right field line. Corey Ray signed a bunch of autographs. That dude might sign more autographs. Anybody I've seen out here, dude.
He loves this, dude.
He loves every minute of this.
That sounds like a guy that's really embracing who he really is and what he can be. I appreciate that.
No, I totally agree, man. Anybody that's yelling, he turns around, grabs a pencil, and signs an autograph. We got about a half hour left here for American Family Fields of Phoenix. That's a lot of time for you at 414-799-1250. Join us on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. But first, Gary Yellerson, before we hear from Anthony Mandel in a sports flash. You tell me about shoptjc.com.
Leroy, what they doing over there, man?
We set it up, Gary, for all the teachers.
Set it up.
Yep, we finally got it done. If you're a teacher, administrator, let me make this perfectly clear, clear.
I don't know what Dean doing over there now.
Dean is always trying to give away. So he's awesome. He's amazing.
Out,
I love this guy.
I just know how versatile Dean Murray is.
He really
versatile.
Is.
Versatile.
Yes.
For teachers, not just teachers. But if you're in a building, you know what I'm saying, administrator, assistant principals, special needs department,
athletic director,
special teacher, anybody on the building that's watch our kids for free, go on the site, shoptjc.com/teachers, and you will be put into a drawing. And I'm going to call somebody on April 1st. It will not be like an April Fool's. No, this is real. This is what Dean Murray does. He does. Right. He wants to be able to help you guys go to the wedding. And all the information is on LeroyButlerInc.com. But go to ShopTJC.com exclusively, and sign up. Just sign up the form and turn it in. And just do it one time. I had a guy to sign up 10 times, Steve. He's the same teacher. Just one time, sir. Don't overdo it. Just
somebody really wants to get to that wedding.
I know. Yeah. Just sign up. One time, because they're only going to count you once they see your name. So we just got to verify. I appreciate what Dean has done. And Gary, again, a good friend of mine, went over there with a bunch of gold in a little box. I didn't know what he had in it. He had a box, opened it, had a lot of gold in it. And he walked out with cold, hard cash.
There you go.
So if you have some old gold laying around, go see Dean Murray. He's going to give you the most for anybody. Most. He just want Gary. I believe you want to pass your savings on to everybody, don't you? I mean,
yeah, no doubt he does. Yeah. That's the jewelry.
There he is, Dean Murray. That's the jewelry.
That's not being time.
In Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, Tri-City Next National Bank Building, new location, Burlington, Wisconsin.
6-1 win for the Milwaukee Brewers here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane with more time with you at 414-799-1250. Straight ahead on the Fan. FM The Fan, Gary Ellerson, or Badger Packer running back. He's here down in Phoenix, Arizona with myself.
Hey.
Billy Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. That's the voice you're hearing.
I was telling Baby Tausch in the break, there's another report now out of Kansas City that Tyreek Hill was involved in another incident prior to Thursday on March 5th for the same allegations.
See ya.
And that case was closed 3 days later when they decided not to prosecute him or whatever. But his name was directly on that report. And now comes the incident yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock in Kansas City. So I know there are allegations and all that, but you're talking about a 3-year-old son with a broken arm. I don't know, man.
See ya.
Yes, that case was closed, cleared, and prosecuted.
What did they gave Kareem Hunt today? They gave him what?
Eight games. The problem is, Gary, on Pro Football Talk, they said when he pushed his, at that point, girlfriend who was pregnant with this child down the stairs in college, that the NFL didn't do anything to him because it happened prior to him being in the NFL.
Okay.
But if these allegations come to be true, they then, by the letter of the law and the CBA, can also nail him for what happened in college as well.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in some hot water and well deserved.
They're
going to
do the same thing they did to Adrian Peterson. It'll be a little while and it's over.
Leroy, this dude was negotiating to be the richest wide receiver in the NFL. Yeah, this has been ongoing for the last several weeks was going to be the highest paid wide receiver.
Done.
Bye. That's done for sure. There's no way he's cashing that check.
Why?
And isn't she pregnant with twins now or something like that?
Pregnant with twins. And this son, who's 3 years old, who allegedly has the broken arm, is the son that she was pregnant with when he punched her in college. So this is now becoming a guy that this is a repetitive situation.
Yeah. But Colin Kaepernick can't get a job. Stop.
Exactly.
No, he can't get a job.
No, we don't want those kind of people playing in the NFL, right? We'd rather have people, punch women and all.
Yeah,
that makes a lot more
sense. Breaking arms, cheering. I mean, come on.
That makes a lot more sense, doesn't it, than people that protest peacefully and come up with issues of civil rights.
That don't make no kind of sense.
Really makes no sense. What does make sense?
You ought to make no kind of sense.
What does make sense, how about this, is Baker Mayfield coming and hanging out with the National League MVP, Christian Yelich. Baker Mayfield.
Yes, he should.
In Brewers camp today. And he met with the assembled media just before he put on a Brewers number 6 jersey.
Welcome. So I suppose it's every childhood dream to play a professional sport. You've got a chance to dip your toes into another one now, right?
Yeah. No, I actually grew up dreaming of playing baseball. So pretty crazy that becoming friends with Christian Yelich brought me here. So it's pretty fun to be here.
Privilege of friendship.
Absolutely. Riding the coattails of MVP.
Baker, what are you guys talking? And last year for both of you was like something pretty magical. Can you let us in on any of the conversations you guys have had along the way about, like, oh my God, is this stuff really happening?
along the lines of that, is this really happening? Who allowed us to be professionals in sports? I mean, it's just, you know, you dream of playing sports for a long time, and then when you're actually here, you don't even realize it until you take a step back and look at it. So a lot of that, you know, just realizing how fortunate and blessed we were.
Baker, you guys have made a lot of moves in Cleveland the last few days. OBJ is one of them. What are your thoughts on just all the things that are happening in Cleveland right now?
An exciting time in Cleveland. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the fans there, after having a decent year, nothing that we were too happy about, were unbelievably satisfied. But now I can't even imagine. I haven't been back yet. So it's going to be really exciting when we go back.
What about throwing to OBJ?
I mean, exciting. You know, we got two LSU Tigers throwing to, and then obviously we have a lot more talent too. So it's going to be a thing where you pick your poison.
He and Jarvis seem like a lot of personality to try. And I don't even know if you want to tame it, right? Yeah. Let it rip.
You can say the same thing about me. You don't want to tame it. You just let them be themselves and make plays. You know, that's who they are. When it comes down to it, the guys in that locker room. You know, you're going to love playing with them. And I know from Saquon and Sterling Shepard that I'm very close with, that I know exactly who OBJ is inside the locker room and who he is to his teammates. And that's the most important thing, is people can have their, you know, attitudes and perspective on it, but he's himself, and he has his teammates back.
Mitchell, what was it like to be with Christian when he got the phone call by MVP last year?
Unreal. And to be with, you know, some of the guys in this locker room was pretty fun. So to be here is awesome. But he won MVP. I mean, you can't find the right words to describe that. That's unreal. It was a lot of fun to be there, and you know, to imagine my bye week lined up with when they announced that, it's pretty special.
What do you
hope to stomping for him too? You did some stomping for him too.
I did, but you know what? I'm not taking any credit. he played his way into that one.
What do you hope to show David Stearns and Craig Council these next couple of days?
Trying to get a contract, man. Just trying to get a contract.
What position?
Probably riding the bench, but we'll see.
How good was your baseball career?
It's actually decent player in high school. Had, you know, a few offers at a high school to play baseball, but loved football too much. But baseball was always my first love and always will be.
Let me guess, you had a good arm?
Good arm, but I couldn't throw a strike. Never pitched. Couldn't throw a strike.
What position was your best position?
Third base. Yeah. I'm not trying to come here and play third base. So.
There's a third baseman here who roots for the Browns.
I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, hey,
what's going on, man?
He's a long-suffering Browns fan.
Tracks. For a while, yeah. Jeff's a good dude, though.
What are you going to get to do? Like, how much are you going to do out there?
You guys are going to find out. I don't know. We'll see. As much as Craig will allow me.
So this is just kind of a fun couple of days to come out here with
you. Absolutely. Yeah, just having fun. We come out to hang out. You know, haven't been to spring training ever, so then, you know, I go from that to participating in it, so we'll see what happens.
And you heard that Christian's already blazing hot, batting .500.
Well, yeah. Well, I've been following along, but from the guys in the locker room, they said he's had about 25 at-bats, and 24 of those 25 hit the barrel. So, picking right up where he left off.
Yeah, he's a pretty good baseball
player. Oh, yeah.
Christian Yelich is a pretty good baseball player.
Didn't know it.
My favorite part of that is we're out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Baker goes, you know, I'm not trying to come in here and play third base. Gary, what was your response?
What was my response?
Good answer.
Good answer.
I'm trying to come in here and be the third baseman, man. Yeah. I got more important things to do, like throw the ball to Odell Beckham Jr., man. Maybe Jarvis Landry on a couple of slant routes. That's going to be a deadly combination.
Hey, get off my lawn guy for a second?
You get 45 seconds to be, yeah.
Go ahead.
Why do I care about that? What just happened?
Because he's a celebrity at a Brewers camp.
Who cares?
He's Baker Mayfield, man. Heisman Trophy winner from a year.
The same thing
ago.
Would be if you were down at batting practice. People would be taking pictures and interviewing you.
Yeah, they would.
It would be the exact same thing would happen for you.
Exactly.
It would be no different. Right, actually, Steve. It would be bigger because you're a local legend.
Yes.
Where he's
local
not.
Legend. No doubt.
Local legend.
Yep. Local legend.
Well, in that case, yes, but otherwise, I don't see it.
Local legend.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Leroy Butler.
It would be all over my sites and all. Come on.
Yes, it would. You'd be tweeting out pictures of you and Braun, everything else.
You'd be kissing and hugging, bro.
He'd be signing pictures at Pick and Save
the next couple of days.
I don't even go down there because I want these guys to win some games. I don't care about this.
Oh, they win games.
But you guys enjoy it, though. Enjoy it.
I like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, enjoy it. I like Baker Mayfield, too. I think if Hugh Jackson would have bought in.
Doesn't sound like you do, but it's all right.
I'm just saying, I don't really care about him. These reporters all giggly. Get back to covering the team.
Sparky, tell us about John Young and Young Express.
Yeah, I'd rather hear about that than hear about this foolishness.
That.
I wish we had more time to talk about this. With the economy,
I'm glad we don't.
I wish we did. I wish we did, because you make a good point. With the economy booming, Young Express is expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base, especially local drivers. So, what are you going to do? Become a successful transporter of expedited freight? Going to run your own business. Going to go from point A to point B. Pick stuff up, drop stuff off. Now, with some proper training, minimal investment in your own vehicle, looking for people with cargo vans, sprinter vans, and tractor trailers, you can become a full-time independent contractor and a local driver, which means you're driving within 250 miles of Milwaukee. Not a lot of long drives. Long drivers also get to sleep in their bed each and every night. That's a beautiful thing. 99% no-touch freight. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. Can't argue with that either. If you've ever thought about becoming your own boss, now is the time. It's time to join the Young Express team. Join the Young Express team. You can find them at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Now remember, got to have good insurance on your vehicle, got to have a cell phone to talk to dispatch, and you're all set. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Wendy's Big Show wraps things up from American Family Fields of Phoenix next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
What do you know about this, Gary? Is this Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show, Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Leroy Butler. Two of those four are down here in Phoenix, Arizona at American Family Fields of Phoenix, where the Brewers just wrapped up a 6-1 win over the Manny Machado-less San Diego Padres. Gary, we kind of mentioned this just really, really briefly.
Really, really.
Your boy last night, Zion Williamson?
Yeah.
Was 9 of 9 with 21 points and 5 steals in the first half.
Yeah, but how many jumpers did he hit?
One.
He hit the only three he took, I think.
Long, deep three that he hit, and that was the 1-3 that he hit all night. He finished 13 of 13, 29 points.
He is huge.
14 boards, 2 assists,
and five steals. And that's what Steve is talking about, whether you think he's special enough at the next level that he can garner those kind of points and still score like that in the NBA. When the NBA right now, but you know what?
It's a jump shooting league.
But you know what? Giannis ain't hit no jump shots.
I don't want him to take them, to be honest with you.
Stevie, were you impressed by Zion last night?
Can he be Giannis at the next level?
Hell no.
With no jumper?
He said hell
no. Everything in the paint is a dunk.
Now Giannis 7-footer.
It's not the 90s. No. I'm not there, man. I told you before. I'm just not there. I mean, he might be Zach Randolph, maybe.
No, he doesn't have
a jumper. Randolph has a jumper, at least.
I think he's better than
Randolph.
Zach Randolph
has a very, very.
You know what
jump
I think?
Shot.
I think he's special, and Zach Randolph was not special.
Could have been a buck, though.
And we
you know what I mean?
Should have been a buck.
Now we get to see Zion tonight in round 3 of Duke, North Carolina.
That's going
to
be
semifinals.
The game.
Of the ACC tournament, winner will play either Leroy's alma mater,
Florida State.
Florida State got a great team, man. They play together. I'm telling you, fundamentally sound team.
So they're going to beat. So they're going to beat Virginia tonight.
Oh yeah,
the coach is a choke.
Stop.
Okay.
Cool.
I like that. I like that. 220 plus 225 money line, Leroy. I'm going to take you with me.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
We got a lot of thank yous to give out today. Everybody here with the Milwaukee Brewers and their PR department for everything they have done for us the last couple of days, being down here since Thursday. Mike Vassallo, Ken Spindler, Matt Stein, Alita Mercer for helping us out with the booth and the internet connection so we can broadcast this show from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Leroy, I hear you giggling back there.
Well, Jax has turned the lights on and off like a disco in here.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Leroy Butler back in the studios. Gary, it's been fun, man.
Yeah, let's be real. Let's do it back Monday.
We'll be back Monday in Milwaukee.
Y'all take your time getting back, though.
Oh, yeah, we will. Yeah, we'll be safe, boys. We'll talk to you on Monday starting at 2, Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.